All right, let's do this. What's up, Shaggy?
How are you?
Good. All right. So if we get quiet, there's a baby in the room. So
and I don't think he wants to hear us talk, really.
Yeah, he's actually getting pissed off right now.
Please shut your mouth, you stupid idiots.
You guys are fucking stupid.
This podcast thing is ridiculous.
Please end it. This is him talking.
It is him talking.
All right, well, since I usually start, why don't you go ahead and start, Shaggy?
I really don't have anything to start with, but I got a funny story.
Let's hear it.
I was at work, what day was it? It was like a Thursday or a Wednesday. And I'm up loading this flight. It's kind of a quick turn. And one bag comes up, and I stack it, and a pink bra falls out.
Moving on.
Pink bra falls out, and I'm like, oh, wow. So, of course, I stop the belt, and I throw it down to my team lead because, you know, you just got to get a laugh about it. And he checked out the bra size. It was a 38E.
Holy shit.
Those are some massive titties.
Maybe it was the Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
I didn't think about that.
It could have been.
I think he's going to come bounty hunt me now. Like,
dude,
arrest
that
me.
Guy is fucking weird.
My wife's bra. I'm going to arrest you.
I was just watching it downstairs. And yeah. He is fucking weird.
He's a douche.
Why does he have all the beads and shit in his hair? I mean,
I don't understand him at all.
There's probably a meaning to it, but then, like, I don't know. Just him and then the people he hangs out with.
Maybe the beads is, like, all the people that he's arrested.
Or maybe it's Jesus beads.
What's Jesus beads?
I don't know. He seems kind of religious.
He's a douche. All
right. So anyway.
Anal beads.
Yeah, anal beads. Anal beads in his hair. That's why his hair's so long, because he can shove it in his ass.
That's awesome.
If you're listening to this, do not come kill us.
Optimus Prime is with us today.
Oh yeah, we got Earl. Earl's here today.
Greetings, everybody.
He's crazy sounding.
He's trying to do Optimus Prime.
Doing a pretty good job at it too.
So you sound weird.
Assholes.
Optimus Prime would never say asshole, right?
We love humans, remember?
That's right. Oh, wait. You're a Transformer too?
No, fuck that. I'm Bumblebee.
To serve and protect.
All right, so what else did you have to talk about?
How about a chick banging a chick with a catheter? Do you think that would be painful?
Yeah, I'm. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was watching TV commercials today, and this lady came on, and she's like, "My insurance didn't cover my catheters, and I was sick and tired of taking my catheters out and boiling water and vinegar and sticking my catheter tubes in there." So Earl brought up a point. Dude, that sucks. And I was like, I wonder if it would hurt to bang a chick with a catheter.
I don't know if you really could.
I think she'd have to take it out first.
Yeah, she would have to. And then it would just be like normal.
You get drunk one night, you go to slide in there, you're like, oh my god!
What the hell is that?
you're all going down on her, and you're like, oh, there's a straw here. You start sucking up the pee. Oh, you're a sick fuck, dude.
You went to the pee stage, not
me. You're the one sucking it up, not me. Alright, anyway, alright, I got something here.
Alright, please do, because I need to look at my subject.
So, and I'm ashamed of this, but I watched Twilight. last Monday night, I think, I watched Twilight. And I started thinking, you know how girls are always kind of... And I started to tell you about this, and I was like, I'll just save it. But you know how girls are always like... sexually attracted to vampires?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know why. I figured it out. Why? I was sitting there watching the movie, and I'm like, oh, shit. It just hit me. It hit me like a silver
bullet. Like a Mack truck.
Or like a wooden stake to the heart.
Which okay. Just kind of that was good, dude. That was good.
It suddenly hit me. I was sitting there thinking, and I'm like, you know what? Women, they love the vampires because when she's on her period, they would prefer... to go downtown. No?
Wow, dude.
No? Am I overthinking it?
No!
From the box.
That makes perfect sense.
It does. It totally does.
I never thought about that.
And women know this.
Maybe I'm a vampire.
That's gross.
That was perfect.
Yeah, the vampires actually prefer it. I'm almost positive.
So, and then girls are like, oh, he's so hot, he wants to suck my blood when he's licking me out.
Yeah, well, it's just like a drinking, and then he wouldn't have to kill her, you know?
Instead of, yeah. I've seen some fucked up vampire movies.
Suck.
Yeah, that's got to be it. I was thinking that, and I'm like, fuck, no one's ever said that before. That's what it is.
That's brilliant, dude.
I haven't confirmed it yet, though, because I haven't talked to my vampire friends.
We should take a poll.
How are we going to take a poll?
Vampires, please email us. What's the email address?
Thebrew777@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that was good think back.
Yeah, I had to fucking pull that out of my ass. All right, so you got some more here?
Blind people. Do you think blind people have a preference on like what they kind of like to bang or not bang? And also, once they're banging this person, how do they know what they...
You have brought up, like, 8 things about banging in the past 5 minutes.
I haven't gotten laid in a while, dude.
I apologize for my mother's actions.
I don't know. I'm sure... I don't know.
Like, do you think that they feel up their face and, like, oh, big nose, and then, like, move down, and, like, ooh, nice titties.
They might. You would think so.
I would think so, yeah.
It's my father is calling right now.
Should we answer it?
So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to answer it.
Hi, Dad.
Hey. What's up?
How you going to come, man, doing?
We're here doing podcasts right now, and you're calling me.
Calling you?
Yeah, so say hi to everyone.
Hi, Pod Company.
Pod Company? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's a good name, Dad.
The Pod Company, man.
So what's up? You guys at the bar or what?
Ooh,
shit.
We're coming.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Shaggy and Earl are on their way.
The bar.
All right.
Fat woman.
Yeah, you guys. I don't know if anyone can hear this. Say that again.
I had to check the fat women out first to make sure they're in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Back to your house. So when you're drunk,
you can bang a fat chick.
Yeah, you get drunk.
We walk
right. No, yeah, they walk right to your house.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wrong.
All right, so let me call you back then.
No.
We're gonna get back to bitching about stuff.
We're not really bitching though.
Bitch,
well, we're trying. I don't know. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, that's our first call.
A live call too. High five.
High five that one. Ow, that really hurt, you asshole. All right.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Did you have something else to talk about?
Where were we on?
I got something.
Blind people.
Fuck them.
You want to fuck a blind girl?
No. I want them to fucking... Quit.
Oh, I got a good bitch, but you go first.
And their dogs, they just shit wherever they want?
Blind people?
Blind people's dogs. C&I dogs.
Oh, gotcha. They shit where
they want? Shit in the toilet or something? Public restrooms?
You figure it's a blind seeing dog. It's like, hey, the toilet's right here. I'm not going to drain my lizard.
Maybe, like, when he's pissing or something. How do they piss?
Blind people?
Yeah.
They probably sit down. What did you think?
Does the dog take it out for him? He's all, come on, Fluffy.
Here's some peanut butter.
Lick my balls, doggy.
I can't see you, but I know you're a dog. Honey, where are you?
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not the asshole.
That's what the blind wives totally do to the husbands.
They suck them off?
They don't. They let the dog do it.
Oh!
The guy's like, oh, honey, here's a little more teeth than normal. That's totally what happens.
The dog's like, oh. My penis is in your mouth. This is horrible. Going downhill.
My son is corrupted now because of this.
Sorry, Connor.
I hope you're ignoring this. And thanks for using his name.
You used it earlier.
No, I didn't.
Your dad did.
Oh, yeah. What the hell, Dad? Let's call him up and be like, what the hell? All right. So anyway, I did have another thing, and this is more of like a local thing that sucks here.
I'm listening.
Why is it that all the new malls that they're building here
are not going to have any stores in them?
They're outdoor malls. We live in the hottest fucking place almost in the entire planet, and they want to build malls that are all outdoor now.
Like the Tempe Marketplace, and so pretty much all outdoor.
Every mall that's new, Desert Ridge.
Outdoor.
Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Outdoor.
Well, that one's kind of mixed, but still.
Sweat your balls off, pretty much.
It's
sweat
stupid.
Your balls off.
So you can only use them all, what, 4 months out of the year?
The rest of the time they're closed?
No, they're open, but you
fucking... No, but they're not getting any business because people are staying inside.
And then
I don't want to walk around and sweat my balls off.
Well, then
I
they got
go
misters
cool
that
wall.
Sit there. How much water does that waste? Because it's always fucking windy, so the
dude,
mist just
that's
goes
fucking
blowing
brilliant
there.
Because we're in a fucking water crisis also. Our government is stupid. The people that are freaking designing these malls are stupid.
It's retarded.
Probably the most
totally
retardedest thing.
It is stupid. I don't understand that.
Outdoor malls should be banned.
Be shot. They should be shot.
You're gonna shoot an outdoor mall.
Well, not shot up, but like you take the mall. You know how back in the day they used to shoot the horse or something when it was no good anymore?
Yeah.
They should do that to outdoor malls.
Like shoot the windows just to make them feel
better? I don't know, blow it up. Fuck, I don't know.
We have a crying baby, hold on.
No, he's fine. He doesn't like outdoor malls either.
Yeah, that's what he's bitching about, probably.
Oh, speaking, you know, I was just going to say that government's going to come and be like, you're a horrible father, and then, like, get me out of here or something. Speaking of that, the Octomom.
Yes, I was interested to hear about this.
One of her helpers threatened to call social services, so she fired all of them.
What?
Yeah, how do you miss this stuff?
Actually, your girlfriend told me about it. But I just didn't really pay attention because I'm a bad listener. But she told me that she fired all her service people.
Yeah, fired all of them. Because one of them called social services.
So now who's helping her watch her kids? God?
The kids are probably watching themselves.
Well. Hey, you're pissing yourself. Mom's gonna change your diaper.
Well, she's not podcasting right now, though. So maybe she'll start one. That would be cool.
Hold on, everybody. My 15th son is crying. Hold on.
All right. So, anything else? You have
fat girls.
Okay, go on.
Why do fat girls dress like whores?
Why do they wear fucking spaghetti straps?
Exactly. I don't want to see your jello puff-sized arms. You kind of look like the Puff Man from fucking Ghostbusters.
I look like my ex-wife.
I don't get the spaghetti straps.
I just don't get fat girls dressing like whores, period.
And then they wear belly shirts.
I know, what the fuck, fat girls?
My other thing, alright, so here's the other thing.
Fat girls?
No, this is fat people.
Period.
I was watching ESPN or something, and they were showing the NFL Combine.
Yeah.
And they showed this guy in shorts running. This is a lineman running in shorts.
So he's probably like 250 plus.
Yeah, his titties were slapping him in the face. And I'm like, why the fuck is this on TV? And
I was
laying in bed. I'm like, why the fuck would they show that, you know? It's nighttime, baby. I'm trying to get some loving, you know? And that's totally going to
ruin your
woody. Yeah. But
hold on, honey. Combine came on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Never mind. We're not doing it anymore.
But now the odd part is I had to fight
spoils
the urge.
Fat people.
I had to fight the urge to rewind it and watch it again. I was like, what the fuck, man?
It's because your titties were so big. His titties. Sorry.
They were huge. But they wouldn't show a chick running in fucking in shorts, just running.
ESPN wouldn't, no. But that's why I love women's beach volleyball.
Why? No, but no, they still wear tops. Why is it okay to show men's freaking massive mammaries, and then if they show women or something, there's fucking little squares on it to block it out.
That's a good point.
Now we have an angry baby.
Sorry.
He's gonna be up here with us and just stare at the screen, buddy.
Say hi.
Fuck you.
Wow, that was very nice.
Fuck you.
Again.
Fuck you.
Kind of like a freaking
ventriloquist?
Yes, thank you.
Fuck you.
Thank you very much.
You fuck off. I got one more thing to bring up, but if you have something, go ahead. We are seriously, this had to be the most fucking boring week for us ever.
Yeah, we really didn't have much to bitch about.
Last week was the boringest week ever.
Maybe that's what we should call our show now. The boringest week ever.
The boringest podcast ever.
Because VH1 has the best week ever.
This is the only podcast that makes you want to kill yourself after listening to it.
I hope not. Are you my virgin?
I'm going to kill myself.
Sorry if you kill yourself after this, but we totally understand. Good luck in the afterlife.
That's right.
I heard Kara was at a passion party tonight. I know, I keep fucking up.
Why are you bringing stuff like that up? Like, period.
She told me to.
She told you to?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Just totally shocked you with it.
That was totally.
That's pretty much why we did it.
I hope her pastor listens to this.
You guys have a pasture?
No, but we're going to get one.
Pasteurized?
We're going to get one, and then, pasteurized milk.
Cow, baby.
We're going to get a pasture, and I'm going to make her listen, and make him listen to it.
Pasteurized. Back to pasteurized milk. Is it good or bad? Don't know where I'm going with this.
It's good, so.
Well,
gets the chunks out.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I had no idea that there was tons of pasteurized milk.
This really sucks.
We are horrible.
We're terrible tonight. All right, I got one more. Another little semi-news story. Kim Kardashian, you heard of her?
Big ass.
Very hot.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at here. They accidentally leaked a photo of her with cellulite, so it wasn't airbrushed.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly! She defended it, saying, you know, it is what it is. But why are they... That's what's so fucked up about these magazines and shit, is that they sit there in the internet and everything, and they airbrush.
Yep. And then once the real photo comes out, they're like, oh my god, she has cellulite on her ass. Well, what the hell do you expect? It's a giant butt. Baby got a big old butt.
Why do they have to fucking...
Speaking of big old butts, steaming hell in that ass.
We're not going there.
Steaming hell, Jamal.
Oh my god, Optimus Prime. Alright, what else you got? Anything else?
One more thing, I think. No, I got nothing.
Got nothing? Well, maybe we can...
Well, I got one serious story about this guy named Lavelle Mixon. Oakland, previous convict, gets released.
He's a Raider?
Bitch.
He's a what?
He was a Raider.
That was a good one.
He was convict, Oakland Raider.
We've been asked not to bring up sports anymore, so we're trying to stay
away from that. Who asked that?
Karen.
Karen Rumpsa?
Yeah. Thanks for using her full name.
Good.
We need Kara.
Does she listen to this?
Yes, she does.
Oops.
Sorry, Karen.
Sorry about that.
My bad.
Yeah, Optimus, what the fuck?
He didn't even do anything.
Anyway, he can't find a job. He's feeling kind of stressed. And I guess he's carrying a gun around with him because that's what convicts do, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm a convict. I'm going to carry a gun around with me.
Convicts and people with small penises.
And Raiders fans.
Yeah, and Raiders fans definitely carry guns with them.
Where's that Al Davis guy? I'm going to shoot him.
And they shank Chargers fans.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Have you seen that video on YouTube?
The guy stabbing somebody?
Yeah.
I think you showed it to me.
Yeah, that's Raiders.
I got a burp. Hold on.
Oh, hang on.
That felt good. Sorry. Anyway, he gets pulled over. This is like 2-3 weeks ago, right? Last week. He gets pulled over and he figured, oh, I don't have a job. Oh, that was a good
Jesus
one.
Christ.
My car has
no
expired
beer
tag.
During podcast time.
My car has expired tag or something. And he figures, I'm on probation. So instead of me just like getting pulled over and just going back to jail, I'm gonna shoot the cop.
It makes sense.
So he shoots the cop, and then I think his other cop came walking up. He shot that guy too, and then he drives away. And he goes into this building and he freaking barricades himself like a jackass. SWAT team enters, he kills two more SWAT members, and then they finally kill him. And his family is like, well, he just didn't want to go back to jail because he couldn't find a job.
So now he killed... Yeah, he ruined four people's lives.
Yeah, and their freaking
family,
families.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, well, maybe his family should be put to death now.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, he can't find a job. It's a fucking Obama's fault. Oh, fuck that. It's your fucking son's fault for being a douche or twat.
Exactly.
And shooting people.
That's the problem with people, is they don't take any personal responsibility.
Personal responsibility. Wow, that's a good word. Because we don't have that anymore.
That's two words.
Fuck you.
That's two words, too.
F off. Two words.
Two words again.
I'm done.
Two more words.
Done.
Fuck you. I have a latte, sir.
A latte? Fuck go you. Fuck yourself.
All right. So,
are we done?
I don't know. Got anything else? I'm sick of old people in Sun City.
Yes, please tell me about that.
They're just
that's
annoying.
Kind of a follow-up.
They drive slow in the fast lane.
They drive slow in the fast lane. They're fucking stupid.
And they wear diapers.
And I have to work. I don't know if they wear diapers. But
some
I have
of them
to,
do.
I have to work around them, and they're fucking dumb.
My TV stopped working. Exit.
Yeah, exactly. Except for it's my DVD player doesn't work.
Inquiry minds want to know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, I think we're done.
That.
This was a disaster.
I don't even know why I came over tonight. I thought, because on like Monday, you're like, dude, I got the best podcast ever.
It was good. I was just the vampire thing. The
vampire thing was pretty good.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling it today.
Yeah,
so
I can tell.
Oh, what? You going to say something?
Go to bed, asshole.
He's all, shut up. You guys suck.
Worst podcast ever.
Wow.
And I said it this
Where's
time.
My TV?
We've
Sorry, Optimus. We'll get to that in a minute.
We have bored a 3-month-old. He wants to go to sleep now.
I went to my buddy's graduation ceremony yesterday.
Yeah.
And of course, the graduation music kicks on. And I'm like, ugh, I got the freaking chills.
Dude, it needs a remix terribly.
It does. And speaking of which, he has a swing that he lays in.
Yeah.
And it plays the graduation song. Of the 10 or so songs it plays, one of them is the graduation song.
Why?
That's what I was wondering. Why the fuck would you
Why have... Why does he care about graduation at freaking 3 months old?
Why do they put it on there? Like,
exactly.
All the songs.
No freaking kid cares about graduating at freaking 3 months old.
No, I don't know. I think they were just like, oh, we need a fucking ninth song to put on here. Let's throw a graduation song on there. That
kinda
relaxes a little bit.
Like a filler? A filler?
It's stupid. I always hear it and then I start to cry. I'm like, oh, he's graduating already.
And then you're like, wait, he's still swinging his crib.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, shit. I need to lay off the PCP.
Mushrooms, dude, mushrooms.
All right, whatever.
Angel dust.
Really?
Oh, man, good times.
I don't know about that.
All right, hey, let's call my dad again.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why? It'll be funny. What were we going to ask him?
Why he used his son's name.
Oh, yeah. Let's call that fucker.
Eo was supposed to come over tonight, remember?
No, we were supposed to go over there.
Oh, really?
All right, hang on.
Failed.
There we go. It's ringing. I'm fucking
that?
Sweating my ass off.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking hot in this office, dude.
That's our live call. I don't know if the microphone's up there. It could be down at the bottom.
I thought there was up there because when you burped last week, it came through pretty clear.
Did it? Then it's got to be up there.
And then it said, oh, that sucked. That's probably the funniest part of the podcast.
That did suck. Look at that. That's why the fuck does he have a cell phone? Why does he have a cell phone? He doesn't
answer. Can I see your screen? It looks kind of nice.
Why?
I don't know. It's the same thing as mine. I just don't. It just looks better from an angle.
Does?
I think so.
All right.
It's high.
On that note, we terribly suck.
Terrible podcast.
And we will do better next week.
We hope.
Because Shaggy will actually come out with stuff. I'm blaming him.
You're going to rely on me? I'm a failure.
But. Good lord, another burp? Fuck. Alright, so we're done. We're done with this forced podcast.
Forced, yes, it was
very forced.
Oh!
What?
Why can't people that rape people, why can't they ask for permission?
Excuse me, ma'am, can I rape you?
I don't know if anyone heard that. That's
Optimus
funny.
Optimus Prime.
The rapist.
The rapist.
Hey, here's the other thing. If you break, you know people have therapists?
Yeah.
If you break that down, it says the rapist.
Wow.
It does.
Because they rape your mind, pretty much.
They rape your fucking wallet. All right, we gotta go. This little child is getting angry.
Yeah, it's very angry.
He's probably hot and sick of listening to these
Shut
fucking
up, white
idiots.
People.
Yeah.
What are you, Black Optimus?
Kill Whitey.
Kill all the white men. All
right, we're done.
Hey.
It was fun, guys. Shaggy.
It's been an honor.
Optimus Prime.
See you later.
Can I rape you?
Yes.
So would that still be rape then?
No, because
no,
then you ask permission. It's no longer rape.
What the
Just
fuck?
Stick your penis in my ass.
Oh my god, we're done. Good night.
See you later.